Decanter is on the air. The government has proving ground for its big guns. Auto manufacturers have proving grounds for their new cars. And if you're driving your car these winter days, you have a real proving ground for gasoline. Right under the hood of your car in the carburetor. That's where quick starts start. That's the proving ground where every thimbleful of Fire Chief gasoline proves its superiority. When you step on the starter, no matter how cold the weather, the Fire Chief in the carburetor flashes into action, produces emergency duty power that starts your engine in less than 10 turns. Fire Chief gasoline was first developed for emergency type vehicles and is still the only gasoline famous for that reason in all 48 states. For the kind of quick starting and driving power demanded for fire engines and for circle service, next time, try a Texaco dealer. And now for your entertainment, the 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast present His Honor the Mayor, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody, and you too, Jimmy.
Thank you, Eddie. I suppose you're out making whoopee New Year's Eve at some nightclub.
Oh, no. It wasn't necessary.
No?
I got the same effect staying home with Ida.
Oh.
We closed all the windows. I blew smoke in her face. She stepped on my toes. Then she served me some cold storage chicken, handed me a bill for $30. We hollered Happy New Year in each other's ears and went to bed.
I see. Then you didn't go out at all.
No, but we made up for it New Year's Day with a big lawn party.
Well,
everybody was there. Fred Allen, Jack Benny, Mary Livingston, Burns and Allen, Myrna Loy.
Well, tell me, did Jack Benny come in his Maxwell?
No, he didn't. And James, people are unfair, kidding Jack about it and calling him cheap.
What?
He's really got a heart of gold. When he left my party, he took 2 legs of lamb, a breast of chicken, and 6 caviar sandwiches home for his dog. Really, he did.
But did he give them to his dog?
No, I don't think so, because Mary Livingston told me they haven't had a dog in years. I'm sorry you missed my party.
Oh, but isn't California swell, Eddie? Imagine having a lawn party on New Year's Day.
Yeah, nothing like last New Year's, remember?
Oh, yeah.
When we went to Al Jolson's ranch in Encino.
I'll never forget it.
It was so cold, we caught his man milking the cow with a blowtorch.
You know, I'll bet Gracie Allen did some dizzy things at your party.
No, but her unky was there. You know,
oh.
The one who drinks?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he offered to let us play spin the bottle with him if we'd give him a drink of the punch Jack Benny made.
Oh, Benny made some punch.
Yeah, he put in all the products of the radio stars who were there. Some grape nuts, Jell-O, Ipana, Salopatica, and a dash of Fire Chief gasoline. Well, sir, Unky took one swallow and we spun him around. He lost control, knocked over 3 chairs, tipped over a lamp, crashed into the wall. A big picture fell off, hit him on the head. He staggered to his feet, smacked his lips, and said, "Boy, that's what I call a drink." What a time.
Yes, I know. I got a note this morning from Jack Renard.
From Renard? Say, what do you hear from the mob?
Why don't you ask him yourself? Here he is.
Well, Renard, well, hello, Jack. Hello, Renardi.
Eddie, I am most chagrined. Your disparaging remarks about my corpulent anatomy are causing me a grief, a consternation, and a start.
Get away. Don't get sore, Jack. Remember, it's New Year's.
Then may I say a few words to my listeners who are responsible for my radio success, if any.
Yeah.
To everybody, I wish one thing that's bound to bring them cheer. A side of beef, a leg of lamb, and a bottle of beer. A bottle of beer, a bottle of beer, a bottle of beer.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Why all the bottles of beer?
Say, I get 2 cents back on each bottle.
Get it. Sound like you had a bottle too much at my party.
I had some time at your party, Eddie. Remember when Myrna Loy kissed me? She said I had a mouth like a rosebud.
You have, Jack.
Eddie, you really think I have a mouth like a rosebud?
Rosebud? I thought you said rose bowl. Look at him, will you?
You know, Eddie, I suppose with your New Year celebration, you also made a few resolutions.
Only one, Jimmy, that concerns the public.
Really?
From now on, we'll let our listeners pick the kind of programs they want from us.
Well, how can you find out?
Through the mail and by going to their homes. Why do you say we start tonight?
Eddie, I know one thing we can't improve on.
Yes, and we'll have her sing before we start visiting the homes. Here she is, Deanna Durbin.
still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its flight, my thoughts are straight to you. In the still of the night, while the world is in slumber, for the times without number, darling, when I see for you.
To have heard Deanna sing in the still of the night.
Well, you couldn't be in the studio and calling on people at the same time.
That's right. Jimmy, you knock on this door, and then I'll find out what people want from our program.
Okay.
Well, what do you want?
What do I want? My child, don't you recognize me?
Oh, sure. Gee, I see you in the movies all the time.
Thanks.
Oh, Mama, Mama, look who's here.
Who is it?
Donald Duck.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm not Donald Duck. I'm Mickey Mouse. Wait a minute. I'm Eddie Cantor, and I'd like to... Oh, madam, I'm here to ask you...
I don't care whether you go to college or not. I'm not buying any more magazines.
Yeah, wait. Look, lady, I'm Eddie Cantor, and I've come to ask you how I can improve my program.
I've got an idea. Why don't you cut out the music and songs?
Yeah, but that would only leave the comedy.
What comedy?
Am I glad I've got girls. Look, don't you understand? We have comedy. We've got jokes and scenes and stuff.
Oh, well, cut that out, too.
But if we cut out the songs and we cut out the jokes, then we'd be off the air.
That was my idea. Yeah. Come to me.
Well, Eddie, how did you make out?
Beautifully. It was just like Icky's calling on Henry Ford. Knock on this door, Jimmy. Go ahead.
Okay.
What a strange-sounding door.
That's no door. He's pounding on my front porch.
Get away with it.
Oh, Jack, I'm sorry, Renard.
How do you do, sir? I'm Eddie Cantor, and I'm here to get some advice. Do you like our singing?
Yes, sure.
Do you like our fun?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, well, then, thanks for the advice.
Oh, don't mention it. I'll send you a bill in the morning.
A bill?
Yes, I'm a lawyer. My fee is $500.
Well, I guess I'll have to pay it. Well, it's been a nice day. Remember, I didn't ask you. I told you.
Are you having a tough time, Eddie?
Yes, but I'm not giving up. Look, here is a rich house, Jimmy.
So how do you know they're rich?
Look at the beautiful garbage they have. Oh, wait, there's a man coming down the steps. I'll ask him what he thinks.
Anything I can do for you, sir?
Yes, this is Jimmy Wallington. I'm Eddie Cantor, and we'd like to find out how to improve our program.
Oh, don't even attempt it. You can't.
You like it that much?
Your program has everything. Comedy, songs, youth, tempo, originality.
Listen, Jimmy.
Constructive thoughts, fresh ideas, people with brains.
Thank you.
It's the ideal radio program of all times. Keep it just as it is.
Well, I'd like to show my appreciation. Look. Really, I'd like to show my appreciation, sir, and give you my picture. To whom shall I autograph it?
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Wait a minute. Let me get this. You're Napoleon?
Yes, and I'd like an extra picture for my oldest brother, Julius Caesar.
Wait a minute. Jimmy, let's get away from here.
Well, can you spare one for my younger brother, Tony Martin?
Sure. He's grape nuts, too?
Sure. We're all grape nuts. Some of us with cream.
Jimmy, it's discouraging, but I'm not quitting. Let's try this door, huh?
Oh, look who lives here. Our French star, Fifi. And Pinky Tomlin is visiting her.
Well, Pinky, Fifi, well. Oh, Fifi, why didn't you and Pinky come to the broadcast last week?
Well, sir, Fifi and I was out returning Christmas presents.
Yes, and some people give things that are absolutely useless.
Oh, I'll bet you didn't return what I gave you, Fifi.
No, but the bank did.
Yep. Your checks are still useless, eh, Jimmy?
Oh, not any more than your presents. You gave me a chain and I have no watch. You sent Fifi a set of tires and she has no car.
You're complaining. Ida gave me a sun lamp.
Funny, I get the joke.
Yeah.
Your wife, she give you a sun lamp.
Yeah.
And you do not need it.
Yeah.
Because you live in California.
Fifi, look, we're around to find out what your mother and father would like us to do on our program.
Oh, that is very nice. I will bring in my papa and my mama. Pardonnez-moi.
I'll go with you, Fifi.
Say, Pinky, I figured you'd be kind of hanging out here in Fifi's house.
Well, I live across the hall, but I've had supper here for 64 nights in a row.
Yeah.
Say, what is the record?
Whatever it is, you'll break it. Tell me, Pinky, were you ever in love with any other girl?
Sure, last year. I was calling on a girl for quite a spell. Gosh, she was wonderful. I was crazy about her.
What happened?
All the meals started getting bad.
Say, why don't you marry Fifi?
Well, I've been kind of considering it. She's a nice enough filly, sweet-tempered, and seems to be built all right. 13 hands high and as straight a pair of shanks as you'd want to see. Well, what more can you ask?
Are you sure you don't want to see how fast she can run the mile? I suppose if you do get married, you live right here with Fifi's folks?
Well, for a while anyway. We've got to give them time to find a place for themselves.
Where? If you're so stingy, why do you live in such a nice apartment house?
Oh, it don't cost me a cent. You see, I share my apartment with 10 other fellas.
Wait a minute, 10 boarders? You have 10 boarders? You must have quite a few beds.
Oh, only got one, sir.
One bed?
Yes, sir, it's a double bed, so 5 of us sleep in it.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you all fall out? Don't you all fall out when you turn over?
No, we got signals.
Yep. Get away. What about the remaining 5? Where do they sleep?
I got an awful big bureau.
Bureau? You mean 5 of them sleep in drawers?
No, sir. One of them's got pajamas.
Go away, Fifi. Fifi, where are your mother and father?
Oh, here is my papa now. Oh, papa, monsieur, can't arrêt ici. Il veut demain, qu'est-ce que vous voudrez dire de son père grand? Entrez.
Oh, bonjour, monsieur Lamour.
Sure, and I swear by the legs of Killarney, it's pleased I am to be meeting you now.
Wait a minute, but Fifi is French.
I'm only her father. I want us to meet her mother.
Oh, yes, I will call Mama. Oh, Mama, venez ici, s'il vous plaît, un homme, vous voudrez dire quelque chose, entrez.
Oh, here's your mother. How do you do, Madame L'Amour?
Hello, Hedy!
Wait a minute. Hello, Hedy?
Yes, I'm glad what I'm seeing you.
Yeah, I'm glad what I'm seeing you, too, but I'm not liking what I'm hearing. Fifi's French, your husband is Irish, and you?
Portuguese.
Yeah. You're Portuguese?
Yep, and you ain't never had nothing to eat until you taste some of Mrs. L'Amour's Portuguese dishes. One of them specially.
Yeah, what's that?
One of them specially.
Yeah, what's that?
Cheese Balances.
Cheese Balances?
And what's with my French dishes?
Oh, you do French cooking too?
Say, chopped liver and matzo ball soup is not Mexican.
Maybe your mother is not Portuguese. She never saw Portugal.
But only today, Mama, she pointed out Portugal to me on my map.
Yeah, but there's no Portugal on your mother's map. Let's go in the kitchen, Mrs. L'Amour. We'll have a little bit of gehackt lever.
Well, Pinky, at last we are all alone.
Yeah, Fifi, and there's a little something I've been wanting to tell you. Listen. Of all the girls I've known and I've known some, until I met you, Fifi, I was lonesome. But when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me.
Why?
You're really swell, I have to admit you. Reserve expressions that really fit you. So I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me.
Who, me?
By mere, Mr. Shane, please let me explain. By mere, Miss Duchesne means that you're grand. Oh, babe, by mere, Miss Duchesne. Oh, again, I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even say hey, Wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. Oh, I've tried to explain. By mere, Miss Duchesne. So kiss me and say you understand.
I do.
By mere, Miss Duchesne. Oh, baby, you drive me insane. By mere, Miss Duchesne. Means your elegance, elegant, too divine.
By mere, Miss Duchesne. Let Monsieur Cantor explain what means by me, Miss Duchesne.
Well, to make it specific, it means you're terrific, I could say. You're okay, toots, I could say. You're the top, but longest Ida's listening, I'll say. Have you seen the ashtray we're selling for a dollar at my gift shop? I want
to
tell you.
We've tried to explain by here, Miss Duchesne. So kiss me and say you understand.
Jimmy, we had a lot of fun in Fifi's apartment, but we're getting nowheres with our idea of finding out what people want us to do on the air.
Well, as long as we're in this apartment house, let's tackle a few more listeners.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm the superintendent here. Can I help you? Oh, you're Eddie Cantor, aren't you?
Yes, sir, and here's Jimmy Wallington. Yeah. Now about our program.
Oh, the best part of your program is where Wallington speaks about that circle service. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, I love it. Do it for me, please.
There's a time when every boat comes out of the water, goes into dry dock for service. And whether it's a tough little tug or a big, sleek ocean liner, she gets circle service. Men walk around her, checking her from stem to stern. Ships get that kind of circle service only occasionally. But motorists get circle service for their car whenever they drive into a Texaco dealer. The windshield, rear windows, stoplight, headlight lens, inflation of the tires, the oil and radiator are a few of the parts either cleaned or checked. Because Texaco dealers know that checking these items helps save you time and money, avoids trouble on the road, and helps to make driving safer for you and your family. Remember, circle service is free whenever you stop for Fire Chief gasoline. So next time, try a Texaco dealer.
Thank you, thank you.
That's fine. Now, mister, would you like to hear me sing?
No. Make him do that stuff all over again. I love it.
Get away. Come on, Jimmy. Better wait downstairs while I see who lives in this dilapidated-looking apartment.
Okay, Eddie.
Oh, I'm no good. It's the Mad Russian. Look, oh!
How do you do?
Tell me something. Is this your place?
Yes, I just rented it. I wanted something to suit me.
Yeah, why didn't you get a pig pen?
Did I know you were coming?
Oh, you're daffy. Now you know why I dismissed you as doctor of my sanitarium.
That's all right. Eddie Camphor, I want to tell you I love you.
Yeah.
You're wonderful. You're kind and you have a big heart.
Oh, you've turned over a new leaf. You are reforming in many ways.
Yes, but I'm still a liar.
As man to man, I ask you, what will improve my program?
Learn to sing. And I'll teach you.
You, a teacher? I never heard you sing.
I only sing when I'm in the bathtub, and I sing good.
You may sing good, but I'll bet you don't sing often.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
You, a teacher? Come on and prove it.
Did you ever hear Nino Martino sing?
Yes.
Did you ever hear Lawrence Tibbett?
Yes.
You have heard the golden voice of Nelson Eddy?
Yes.
And you still won't quit?
Yep. Get away from me! Now I'm ready to take a lesson. You go ahead.
Very well. You see, your breathing is just as important as your singing.
Yes.
As you breathe into the mouth, the air comes out through the nose.
It does?
How can it miss?
Wait a minute. Continue. Go ahead.
Yes. You got to follow my instructions.
Yes.
Camphor, can you hold your breath for a minute?
Yeah, if it'll make you happy, I'll hold it for 2 minutes.
Then hold it for 10 and make everybody happy. You, my friend, you are what we call a Crosby singer.
What's a Crosby singer?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell her?
Yes, tell me, what's a Crosby singer? I sing like Bing Crosby?
No, you're a Crosby between a foghorn and a peanut whistle.
Wait! Why don't you let me sing a few notes and tell me what's wrong?
Go ahead. I got to take an aspirin anyway.
Yep. Pretty Pagliaccio, love a bit. Well, how do you like my singing?
First, you need to build up your diaphragm, yeah, and get a little stout in the front.
Oh, you'd like to see me with a little avoirdupois?
That would be nice for you.
What?
To have a two boys.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Now, we're not getting anywhere. Come on and teach me, will
you? All right. First, I want you to take a deep breath like this.
Yes.
And at the same time, I want you to sing the vowel. Sing the vowel, ma.
Ma.
Repeat it, repeat it.
Ma, 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 ma.
What do you want, baby?
Get away. I'll tell you. I can't look at him. I want to have nothing to do with you. You're an imposter. You're no teacher, no singer. I've asked you a half a dozen times.
You don't give me a chance. All you do is talk, 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 talk.
Wait, wait, quit before you lay an egg, will you? Russian, Russian, if you were a singing teacher, you'd be able to show me how to sing correctly.
Okie dokie. Join me whenever you like.
Go ahead.
Ача чорне, ача стражне, ача чорне, Калифорния, Калифорния, how I love you.
Fui!
Fui on you!
Get ready!
I don't...
What's the matter?
You'll never make a living as a singer because you don't work hard enough.
Don't say that. Don't say... I don't? Listen, for 25 years, I've had my nose to the grindstone.
My, oh, my. It must have been some schnozzle when you started.
Get out! Get out!
Yes, Eddie?
I'll be with you in a minute. There's one more apartment on this floor.
Okay.
Pardon me. I'm Eddie Cantor. What do you think of my program?
I'll tell you. You talk about girls. You sing about girls. Girls, girls, girls.
I can't help it, mister. I love the ladies. I love the ladies. I love to sing about the girls. I've sung about Ida, sung about Susie, sung about Dinah.
Stop, don't abuse me.
I've sung about Margie, Annabelle Lee, old Susanna, Rosemary. Now there's a new one, a perfectly swell one.
What's her name, Cantor?
You want to know?
Yes, I want to know.
Shall I tell him?
Yes, tell him, Cantor.
Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream. Since one night when stars danced above, I'm oh, so much in love. Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine.
Bernard, come on, pick out a chin and give us a lift on the violin.
But what about Rosalie? Suppose it offends her.
But I'm sure she won't mind just one little cadenza. For this you took lessons?
Rosalie!
My darling!
Rosalie!
My dream! Since one night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So,
Rosalie,
have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine?
Rosalie, mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is a surprise for Eddie Cantor. Won't you come in, Mr. Norton?
Thank you. Mr. Cantor, I represent the Eaton Paper Corporation. We have just completed a nationwide poll to determine the most popular personality in radio. The poll included every field of entertainment, music, drama, and comedy. It was announced 274 times over powerful stations from coast to coast. During 13 weeks, hundreds of thousands of ballots were received. Every voter was asked to explain why he voted as he did. We want you to know, Mr. Cantor, that you were the choice of the majority of votes. They stressed your evident sincerity, human warmth, clean fun, and refreshing humor. Many nominated you as a good neighbor. Eddie Cantor, we are having an appropriate plaque of gold suitably inscribed to you in remembrance of your great popularity. And with it, we give you our own sincere congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Norton, and I want my friends to know how much I appreciate their loyalty, their friendship, their affection, and I hope that in the future I may deserve all the nice things that Mr. Norton said about me and all the votes that my friends have sent. And I'm really at a loss for words, which is something for a guy by the name of Cantor, huh? I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too. Let's make a date for next Wednesday night. I'm here to state, will be my delight to bring again the things you want me to. I love to spend each Wednesday with you. Good night.
Tune in again next Wednesday for another Eddie Cantor broadcast. And next time, try a Texaco dealer. Included on this program were the selections In the Still of the Night and the title song from the picture Roses. James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.